A big night for CNBC, too. At 9 p.m. Eastern Time, a new documentary called Big Mac, Inside the McDonald's Empire. It's going to make its long-anticipated debut. You remember when Carl was out for a while? We said on assignment, on assignment, on assignment. He was doing this, and it is good. Carl Quintanilla, the CNBC team, got an unprecedented behind-the-scenes look at the Golden Arches, and you don't want to miss it. That's tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. McDonald's has gone to great lengths to expand beyond burgers and fries, but has the fast food giant answered its critics when it comes to nutrition? Here now to weigh in, Jason Weiss, not Jason Trennant. You're not going to talk about it.
No. Did so, Carl gain any weight when he was on assignment?
We said weigh in for Jason. No, anyway. Jason, you're a senior restaurant analyst at Deutsche Bank North America. And Margot Wooten, she's nutrition policy director at the Center for Science and the Public Interest. Let me start with you, Jason. Is it nutritional now, or are people going just because they like the taste?
I think they have increased the nutritional options on the menu, but I think overall what they've really changed is the quality of the food, and people, I think, more going because of improvement in the quality and taste. And they've also increased, you know, the overall brand perception. It's not just about the menu, but they've also remodeled a good percentage of the restaurants, which makes it a better customer experience overall.
Phil LeBeau, I'm sorry, you're there as well today.
I am, Joe.
You do it all. You do Boeing, you do McDonald's. What's your take on this?
I think that McDonald's continues to get a bit of a bum rap when it comes to nutritional value. Listen, they have added a number of items to the menu that are healthier choices, and whenever they add these, and we've reported on these stories, the first thing I hear, either hear from people or I get an email from somebody, is saying, yeah, but they still serve a bunch of junk food. They can't win here. They make more offerings that are nutritionally based or healthier, and people bag on them. If they don't make those offerings, people bag on them. But the bottom line is, I do think the McDonald's offers more healthy choices than they did 5-10 years ago.
Margot, what do you think of what Phil just said?
Well, I think McDonald's is doing a much better job than, say, Burger King in adding more healthy items to the menu, some fruits and vegetables, and working to reduce the amount of trans fat. So they're making some progress, but they still have some work to do. I think one of the biggest problems with McDonald's right now is that they've been fighting efforts at the state and local level to have calories listed right on the menu board so that people can make their own choices, so that people can see that the grilled chicken breast sandwich actually has as many calories as a quarter pounder, or that the Egg McMuffin sandwich has half the calories of the pancakes. Right now, it's hard to make an informed choice because they mostly put the nutrition information on the tray liner or on the fast food packages, which people don't get until after they've ordered.
Jason, this is Jason Trennert from Strategas. I just have a quick question. I mean, you know, with all due respect to Margot, you know, as an investor, I would say, who cares what the nutritional value that McDonald's is offering is? Are the margins better on this stuff? I mean, some people might say that McDonald's has too many things on the menu. Maybe they should just focus on burgers and chicken sandwiches and shakes and forget all this other stuff, toys and all the things that have been on the menu for so long.
But it brings people into the restaurant. I know as a mom, I used to hate going to McDonald's with my daughter because there was nothing for me to order. Now at least there's some things that appeal to people who are more health conscious. And, you know, Americans are trying harder to eat better these days.
Jason, go ahead, Jason.
I think that's exactly right. I think that's right. We actually did a consumer survey at Deutsche Bank looking at where consumers rank healthy choices when they go out to eat. Healthy choices actually ranked number 7 out of 12 factors of importance. So it ranked fairly low, but among women it actually ranked pretty high. It actually much more important for women than men. And I think McDonald's recognized this a long time ago, and they started selling more salads. They started adding more healthy options to the Happy Meals. What they found is that the Happy Meal average ticket is actually up. They found that women are more likely to go there, and so I think they're driving the traffic, they're driving the ticket up, which is really what investors want to see. You know, investors aren't particularly worried about the nutritional value of the menu. They just want to see ticket and traffic moving up.
All right. Thank you, Margo and Jason. I'm sorry I said Weiss. I guess it didn't say that anywhere. I just read it wrong. Jason West, very sorry, Deutsche Bank, North America.
No,
and our own Phil LeBeau, who... I listen to you on Boeing, but I also think you probably know a lot about McDonald's, too, Phil. And
every once in a while. Find squirrel, finds a nut.
All right. Thanks. Thank you.